And with the Arva camp on the wrong side of a really, really tight game, I suppose the obvious emotion is sheer disappointment, but what's the sort of thoughts that you can maybe try and gather some of them at this stage?
Well, we're desperately disappointed. There's that goes without saying. There was nothing really. I think we just ran out of time, and Ballinderry were ahead, but full credit to them. That game was extremely tight. It was championship football to the last minute, and full credit to them. You know, young Darren Lawn popped up, maybe one of the lesser lights to get a winner. So that's it. We fought to the bitter end, and immensely proud of our boys. We've been on an amazing journey. It's been a dream, really. It had to end sometime. We hoped it wasn't going to end this evening, but it has, and it's full credit to Ballinderry.
Obviously, Darren kicked the winner and it defined the game, but did the game change anywhere else for you, or was it literally the last minute? Is that the way you saw it?
I felt we weren't as efficient as we... Now, we probably struggled, for the most part, to break down Ballinderry. They were well set up. You know, we struggled to penetrate them. We struggled to get our shooters really in the key areas. I felt we didn't push on enough after our second goal. We had a couple of wides, one or two balls short. And Ben McInnes went over the top on a couple of occasions. They got in behind us. That another goal chance that they'd missed. So we didn't really capitalise on the second goal. We seemed to sit on 5 points. It was 2-5 for a long time. Generally, we would hit north of 10 points. Mm-hmm. We never did do that. So I think the goal was a big thing for us, but we didn't really capitalise. And then Ballinderry getting their goal was a key moment. It really meant the game was definitely going to the wire. And that was it. It could have went either way in the end.
You had an extra week to prepare for the final that nobody had planned for, obviously the weather, but how much did you dig into the Mahara-Clun game? Like, there's nothing like digging a game out of the fire for inspiration, but how did you sort of deal with that game? Did you park it or use it, or how did you sort of approach it?
No, we parked it, and to be honest, the extra week was another chance to get away from that game, because there was a huge hype and high off that game. We rode our luck in some regard. We got two late goals. We were taking the energy and, I suppose, the confidence and the belief that it's going to take a really good team to beat us here. But we were fine with the extra week. We'd one or two boys with injuries, and we were glad to get that extra session or two into them. So we were fine getting away from that Mahara-Clun game, because it was a case to just win it, get into the final, and then full focus on Ballinderry. So that was our approach.
Gareth McInnes, in his speech, addressed Arva as a club, the run you've been on. He says he wants to see us pushing on in senior. I would imagine it's an ambitious group. That's what they want. So where did the run come from? Because yous were just unbeatable, obviously, until today. Like, it's an unbelievable quality to have in a group.
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
Well, it's a great mix of you know, the group we have are very humble, they've great ability, and they love their club, they love football, they're very committed, they love being coached, they want to be coached, they want information, they want strong leadership. So we try and provide that. We have some very good footballers, and we have a really good club behind us, supporting us in everything we do. So you put all those three things into the mix, you should have a potent force, which is what we have been over the last... This is our only game to lose in the last 2 years. So it's been a huge effort by management, by players, by club, taking every game on its merit, full respect for every team we play as we were on our journey. And that's it, refocusing on each game as we went, and that's taken us to this point. And it was going to end sometime. It's ended now, and we look forward to 2025 and senior football.